Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Climate activist Mike Smith says his claim against seven of the country's largest companies is about getting them to mend their ways as greenhouse gas polluters. The Supreme Court has overturned a Court of Appeal decision that the action against the companies, including Fonterra, Genesis and Z Energy, be thrown out because it had no chance of succeeding. Mr. Smith says his legal team hopes it can get the claim before the courts later this year. He's asking the court to issue orders to compel the companies to start reducing their carbon footprint.
So that's the remedy that we're seeking. It's not a financial case that we're after. We want action that's going to safeguard the future for our, you know, for all people, not just Māori, but everybody living not only in this country but in the world. You know, that's our sacred responsibility, I guess, is to, you know, grandparents and parents, is to protect the viability of life for our children and mokopuna. So
Mike Smith says he took the claim as an individual so iwi would not be liable for massive costs if it doesn't succeed.
Labour's Ikaro Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel says the removal of public funding for Section 27 cultural reports will adversely affect Māori. Legal aid spending on the reports has climbed to $7 million since 2017, and Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith says he will block that funding. Ms. Tangaere Manuel says it will make it harder for defendants to give judges information and context which can affect their sentencing.
There is evidence people of colour, people from lower socioeconomic demographics are disadvantaged in these areas. Obviously, the investment has been huge, so I support that being looked at, but I think the loss of that context is going to disadvantage a lot of people, and probably in particular, whānau Māori.
Kushla Tangaere Manuel. A public health expert wants a big focus of any government inquiry into Cyclone Gabrielle to be on Māori communities, which he says were the most vulnerable and hardest hit, but also among the most resilient. Professor Nick Wilson of Otago University is the co-author of a Public Health Communication Centre report calling for more central and local government investment in resilient infrastructure and to support managed retreat of those living in housing that is particularly vulnerable to flooding, slips and sea level rises. He says Māori communities on the East Coast, Hawke's Bay and Wairoa suffered terribly in the storm 12 months ago, but lessons could be learned from how they managed to open marae to help everybody forced from their homes.
Any government inquiry really needs to focus on the impact on Māori and also on the very positive role that marae played in the emergency response.
Professor Wilson says marae need to be supported and strengthened because another weather event is inevitable. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou!